listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
What these young bloods have to understand, that this game has always been, and will always be, about buckets.
Just attack the basket.
Welcome to Buckets, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. My name is Matt Moore. I'm a senior NBA writer for the Action Network. This is your Wednesday Best Bets episode. We're in the workshop. We're going to figure out some best bets for you. Join me tonight, Jay Money. You can find him on Twitter at JMoneyIsMoney. And Sean Little at Chicago Flow on Twitter from MSG Network. Joining me tonight to break down the best bets in the NBA for Wednesday, January 25th. A reminder that everything we talk about today can be found in the award-winning Action Network app. It's the best way for you to track your picks. You get up-to-the-second information where the bets and money are coming in on. You can set line alerts like I did tonight when I found out that the line had flipped to the Nuggets being a three-point favorite versus the Pelicans and said, aha, now's my time to hit that money line and not take the spread like Jay told me to last night. And then the Pelicans lost by one. That's fine. Over the course of time, it's going to even out for me. It's fine. We're going to get to these best bets in a second. Last night, we talked about the Pacers and the Bulls under. That one hit. Jay liked the Pacers. That one hit. Not so good with the rest of the picks. I had the over Cavs and Knicks. And that's the one that I will go back. Like the Pelicans one, I'm fine with. Like coin flip game. Joker hits a game winner. What are you going to do? I will say, like, the Cavs-Knicks line was a bad job by me because I was like, oh, the Knicks defense has been bad. But, like, the Cavs have been so shaky overall. I keep thinking the Cavs are who they were in November, and the Cavs are not who they were in November. So that one I will take the L on, that I did not get that one right. Then there's the Los Angeles Lakers, who, as we record this, are currently down 16. Don't feel bad about that one. Would bet again. The line was stupid. I will never give up. I will never surrender. I am not owned. But that was yesterday. We're going to get to tonight's best bets. We'll go around the table. We'll each say what our best bets are, and then we'll do the cap on them. Jay, we'll start with you. What's your best bet for Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm coming off a horrible day, man. I need to bounce back. I like the Bucks. Full game, team total over in this one. I think it's a horrible spot for the Nuggets in this one.
Okay. Sean, what do you like for your best bet?
Let's both bounce back, my man, Jay Money. Pelicans money line -130 over at FanDuel.
Oof, the back-to-back. Oof. All right. I have three. I'm taking the Thunder -1 versus the Hawks. That game's going to be on NBA BetStream. I'll be on the call. You guys should check it out. Just go to the app and under League Pass, go to streams, and you'll find NBA BetStream. It's a lot of fun. Gonna live bet it. It should be a blast to do. Always enjoy doing Hawks games because there's absolutely no way I'm gonna win, because no matter what I choose, the Hawks will fuck me. That's what the Hawks do, is they fuck me. I'm gonna have Sixers Nets under. That's probably my strongest play of the night. Under 226.5 on Sixers Nets. I'm also taking Warriors -2.5 versus the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll talk about those games here in a bit. Jay, let's start with you. So Bucks facing the Nuggets, back-to-back spot. This line pops 7, which that immediately is like the Nuggets are going to rest guys. Like the market believes the Nuggets are resting guys. Give me your cap and I'll give you my thoughts on that side of it, because you're specifically taking the team total over here. Why?
Exactly. Yeah, I'd like to take the Bucks here, to be honest with you, laying the 7 points full game. And I do want to focus on the full game as well, because I do think the Nuggets, we talked about it. I mean, this team has been playing a ton of home games of late. They had played 9 of their last 10 games before the road game versus New Orleans. They had played 9 of their last 10 before that at home, and 11 of their past 13. So this will only be their third road game of 2023. And here we are sitting at the 25th of January, right? So they had been used to playing on the road. And this is not a good spot. You came from playing five straight home games. Then you went to New Orleans. Now on a back-to-back, you have to fly up to Milwaukee. So this is a horrible spot, in my opinion. And with going with the team total, you don't even really care if the Bucks cover the spread in this one. You just need them to be able to score points. And how do you score points versus the Nuggets? That's getting points in the paint. Jokic not the best perimeter, not the best defender at the rim. They don't really have a backup center as well. So I see Giannis Middleton driving to the paint all night. Brooke Lopez as well, getting some second chance points. Give me the Bucks here, team total over. It's not out yet, but it should come out around 115, so anywhere between 115 to 116. Give me Bucks full game team total over in this one.
I think I like this. I think I like it because it doesn't involve you having to cover the 7 versus if the Nuggets, I'll say this, there is like, I don't know for sure that they're going to rest guys. Like, Joker, it would not shock me at all if Joker played tomorrow. And you're like, but he just came off the injury. Yeah, he's insane. That's the thing with Joker. He wants to play. If you ask him about it, he'd be like, well, I was hurt, and now I feel better, and now I'm going to play. What? Why are you asking? Why are you looking so confused? Jamal Murray, I think, sits. The problem with that is, like, I don't know that Jamal Murray sitting helps the Bucks team total over, because he's not exactly a top-end defender. They need to get Aaron Gordon a rest. He's been looking really beat up, and if they rest him, it's going to be Zeke Nagy on Giannis, and that's going to be the buffet. Like, Giannis is going to just eat all night long. The Nuggets have played better defense as of late, but one thing that's really in your favor here, so the Nuggets have they're top 5 in half-court defense, but they're bottom 5 in transition defense. And the reason is because they turn the ball over. Second night of a back-to-back, they're not getting into Milwaukee until like 2 a.m. local. Like, that's just how this stuff goes. They're probably going to cancel shoot around tomorrow, and then they're going to come in for this game, and they're probably going to turn the ball over. And if they turn the ball over, the Bucks get downhill. That Bucks offense was dynamite versus the Pistons coming off of that Paris nightlife game on Monday. Like, I am a little cautious about, like, I can't go with you here because it's taken a Bucks team total over when they've been bad overall this year on the team total. But the formula is here versus a tired, tired Nuggets team. I'll say this. If tomorrow the injury report hits and they're like, yeah, no, Joker's going to play, Jamal's going to play, like, everybody's going, they're just going to play this game. If that's the case and this number goes down, I will probably be on, if we can get it low enough, like, that would have to be like down to 3, I would assume. Although I thought the Pelicans line would move more today. It looked like they half-weighed that. If it gets low enough, I'll take Bucks money line, but it's got to be like sub 200 for me to get in that range, and I don't know if we're going to get that. So I like the cap. I am not brave enough to take a Bucks team total over, but I like the cap ultimately on that game. Sean, you got thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's interesting bringing up the schedule. The 3 away games in the entire 2023 calendar year so far in January is really interesting. Also, they have the least amount of back-to-backs in the NBA. They've only had 6. I think they're tied with 3 or 4 other people. They're 3-3 against the spread on back-to-backs. But the scheduling key is really interesting, because you go back and look at it. In January, they played at Minnesota on the 2nd of January, and they lost by 13. Then you go up to the Clipper game, which they did win by a dozen. And then they just scored 99 points in a grinded out game in New Orleans. And then, like you mentioned, Matt, they got to go up to Milwaukee and then play a game that's going to try to put them in transition on the defensive side of the ball, where they already struggle. And potentially they do sit some guys, and Milwaukee builds on that 150 they just hung on Detroit.
I got one more, because I just looked this up, because I was like, oh, the Bucks offense has been terrible this year. Surely the team total is bad. Bucks have hit their team total over in 15 of 23 home games. That's 65%. Now I will give it the stamp. That's a good pick. I like that one. All right. So Sean, you're taking the New Orleans Pelicans on the money line minus 130 after losing a heartbreaker to those same Nuggets. They have a double, a two-game set back-to-back, both at home, which is an interesting spot. Pelicans in this game taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves, Pelicans minus two. Why do you like the Pels here?
Yeah, this is more about how extremely motivated and thirsty the Pelicans are to be getting a W in this spot. They've lost five straight. I watched that whole Nuggets second half. After the Bulls capitulated and folded up against the Pacers, I flipped over to the Nuggets and the Pelicans. And the Pelicans looked really good down the stretch. I know they were down big early, but they ended up closing the game really strong and just looked very motivated. They ended up taking the L, but they outscored Denver 51-36 in the second half. Now let's look a little deeper into this schedule. 3-10 in their last 13 games, but listen to these losses, boys. The Grizzlies, Sixers, Nets, Mavs, Celtics, Cavs, Heat, Magic, Heat, Nuggets. Those are the best teams in the NBA. Everyone outside of the Magic are above 500, and if you shut down the season right now, it'd be in the playoffs. So, there's the last couple games, we just saw what happened versus the Nuggets. You go back another game against the Heat. They played those boys extremely tough. Let's talk about the Timberwolves for a second. Adjusted offensive rating, 113.2, 20th in the NBA. Defensive rating, adjusted, 114.4, 19th in the NBA. They don't rebound very well. 9-4 against the spread on the road, and the Pelicans are 13-10 against the spread at home. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not saying the Pelicans are a ringer without Zion now, who's going to be out for another couple of weeks with that hamstring. But these are both mediocre teams. But I believe the T-Wolves are going to have trouble scoring on a Pelicans team that's been playing really good defense as of late. They're going to be more aggressive. They're going to be more physical. And I can't stress enough how thirsty they look to get over that hump and get a W. They've been playing some of the best teams in the NBA. They've been taking L's. What I've seen from them against the Heat and then the Nuggets here, especially in that second half, I think this is a good spot at home, back-to-back, both at home against a Timberwolves team I don't trust. I like the Pelicans to get a W here.
A little of a chance B.I.'s back with this game too. Like they didn't play him tonight. Good spot tomorrow on the back-to-back. The reason I think I like this one is specifically the double home back-to-back spot because the book has to account for the rest factor. But there's no travel, so it's harder for them to kind of stabilize that across the years. We haven't seen a lot of these double home back-to-backs until recently, last couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. So this season, when you are on the second night of a back-to-back and you are home and both games were a home set, 34-22-2, 61% against the spread. So that's a really good spot there. They win straight up, which is what you're taking here, 69% of the time. And if they're favored in that game, they, oh, wow, this is a good one. Okay, all right, I may do this as well now. How about this? Double home back-to-back and favored, 31-8, 79.5%, 80% clip this season. So
yeah, let's go. Pelly's getting the W Wednesday. Let's get Pelly's back on track.
I'm putting in the app right now. I'm gonna bet it right now. I'm gonna do it right now. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bet this right now.
Hey, the Timberwolves just lost to the Rockets, man. So, I mean, what are we doing here, right? They just lost a game to the Houston Rockets. The way that I would look at it, I'd lean Pelicans early, first quarter, and the full game. And that was my inside info, man. You kind of stole it from me. That don't be a bit surprised to see Ingram get ruled into this game. This team is just like Sean said, they're thirsty for a win. Five straight losses here. They've lost three straight home games as well. So they owe the home fans. Yeah, I could get down with the Pelicans here. Like I said, if the Wolves struggle versus the Rockets, they definitely, and they've been struggling to come out early versus games as well. They got down 9-0 versus the Rockets, if I'm not mistaken, their last game. So they can struggle, come out and struggle versus teams, have to try to get back in there. But yeah, the Pelicans, the defense is top tier for sure.
And God forbid Anthony Edwards has a bad game, then forget about it. We could pack it up and we can all head home with some cash in our pocket and cash out the window. God forbid he doesn't score 30 plus in this matchup, then I really like the Pelicans.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori. Vuori.com/Spotify.
We'll get to mine. I'm taking the Thunder -1 on NBA Betstream versus the Hawks. This one's pretty simple. I make this 3.5. I'm getting 2.5 points of value. Thunder are 15-8 against the spread at home. Thunder are surging, but they're never going to get the respect in the market because they're supposed to be this rebuilding team and they're a small market team and all anyone knows is Shea. I actually like the matchup here. So the Thunder don't have centers, and that's a problem when you face Clint Capella, and the Hawks at full strength have been a little bit better. That's absolutely true. But the Thunder have, what they do have is length. And so they have a lot of guys that can bother Trae Young. They have a lot of guys that can bother DeJounte Murray and then contest on the three-pointers. So you combine that with the Thunder's ability, which has been a lot better recently offensively. And I'll go ahead and I'll take the Thunder here on a short spread, just -1. Got a good price on it as well. I'll go ahead and take OKC -1. Jay, you got any thoughts on that one?
I'll be honest, man. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
It's just me. I've been struggling a tad bit, or definitely coming off a bad day. I'll be honest. I was looking at the Hawks here with significance. I kind of want to take the Hawks, and it's sitting at ones everywhere. There's a one specific book that has it, just that flipped it one to Atlanta, a really respectable book as well. But I want to take Hawks here. I think that they're coming off two straight losses. There was a tough spot versus the Bulls. They came back and tied it going into the third quarter. Going into the fourth quarter and then gave up an 8-0 run, and that was basically the game there. But I'll be honest, I kind of like the matchup here for the Hawks. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they bounce back. Thunder been a little bit too hot, in my opinion. Eighth straight game or ninth straight game in a new arena, so they've been going all over the place, coming off a huge win versus the Nuggets as well, top team in the West. I know they've been hot, red hot, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see the Hawks win this game. But Matt, don't let me talk you off your play, my guy. Go with your gut. These are one of my spots, but they hadn't been hidden. But yes, it's Hawks or none for me, man.
Hawks 10-15, 40% ATS on the road this season. Sean, what do you think about this one?
Every time I mess around and bet money against the Thunder, I get burned up. So that's how it's been going for me. Every time I even look in their direction and try to play against them, they tend to get the W. I mean, they're the best cover in the NBA.
We do the numbers.
Thunder are a lot better as underdogs, man.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot better as underdogs.
But you might be able to find a +1. This is so close. I'll go ahead and consider it as such. Non-bet, you know, we do all the workshop stuff here. And we do the ATS stuff and the spots and all that. But I want to ask you guys this. Who's the best player on the floor tomorrow night?
I love Shay. Murray's been going off, man.
He is.
I don't know. Yeah. I love Shay, but I mean – I can't sit there and say that the Thunder are a better team than the Hawks. I'm sorry.
No, that's
I
fine. Think I'm just Hawks. I'm not even trying to use
five
that as, like,
is still loaded.
I just think it's an interesting.
They don't
question.
Always play defense. Yeah. The Hawks don't always play defense, and that's what plagues them. That's what gets them. But offensively, that starting five, I mean, is if they were literally clicking and they had the right coach and they all liked each other, that the starting five for the Hawks literally could be top three, top five in the NBA. Like literally, just it's so mind wrecking because they can't get there, but.
But see, that's my thing here is this part of the cap, and we'll get back to that, like, just real quickly. Like, the Hawks are facing the number one team that is, like, disciplined, prepared, knows what they're doing, don't screw around, and play hard. Like, the Hawks are – you're absolutely right. The Hawks are way more talented. The Hawks are way more talented. This line, go back to preseason, this line should be, like, Hawks -6. Like, Hawks -5. Based off of the talent disparity on the road. You know why it's not? Because it's the fucking Hawks. That's why. Sean, what do you think?
Some recency bias.
Yeah, I'll answer the question. SGA is the best player in this game.
Yeah.
He's averaging a block, almost two steals. Like, can we talk about that? Just that portion? And then he's coming down on the offensive end, and he's scoring 30?
If DeAndre Hunter plays in his game. Like Matt said,
they just show up, play hard every night. Remember at one point we were talking about Shea getting shut down so they could tank? That seems like a long-ass time ago. He's playing every single night and playing extremely well. He's the best player right now, today, in this tilt.
Man, no offense. If Hunter plays, I'm taking Hawks in this game.
Okay, yeah, Hunter is questionable in this game, as well as Okongwu. I'm taking Sixers Nets under. So my underplays have been really solid. I've got a significant edge on this. I make this about 218. It's 226 right now. The Nets away games have gone under significantly this season. That's been a really good spot. That the Nets defense travels more than the market kind of expects. Under is the over is 10-15-1 at 40%. So that's 60% for the under in Nets away games. Sixers home games are about even. So for me, this is fine. This is a little bit too high of a number. If this was like, if you wake up tomorrow and this is 223, I'm going to probably say like, you've lost too much steam. But if you wake up tomorrow and this is still 226.5, or if it goes up, which is entirely possible, sometimes the market just says, fuck you, Matt. If that's the case, then I still like the under. So my unders have been really solid this season. I like Sixers Nets under 226.5. The Sixers are a really good defensive team. The Nets are a really good defensive team. This number isn't sky high. It's not like 230, 235 or anything, but like it's expecting way more of a fireworks game than a slower grinded out game, which I think is actually what this is going to look like. And one more for the night. Warriors, Grizzlies, some shit's going to be talked on the floor in this game. Grizzlies probably pretty pissed off about that Christmas performance. I don't care. I already grabbed it 2.5. There's threes popping in the market right now. I like the Warriors here. This is pretty simple. Memphis can't travel. So Memphis threw us off the scent there for a while because they went to Charlotte and beat the shit out of the terrible Hornets. And they went on all these places and won versus bad teams. The Grizzlies on the road versus the Western Conference have been awful. Awful. So the Grizzlies on the road versus a Western Conference opponent this season, 8-15-1 at 35% against the spread. I'm not saying this is an auto fade spot, but I do like, I give the Warriors a higher number here in part because this is the best home court team in the league in the Golden State. Well, one of them. It's either the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, or the Warriors. Now the Warriors did lose to the Nets last week. That's absolutely true. But this is also a 3-4 spot for the Grizzlies on a road trip. Like they're on a road trip to the West Coast and it's a 3-4. And I make this 5.5 because of the Warriors' insane home court advantage. So, Jay, I take Golden State here. I think this is another statement opportunity for them. They showed up versus the Celtics at home. They showed up versus the Grizzlies at home on Christmas. They show up and they win this game.
Yeah, and Ja Morant might not be 100% as well. They're missing Adams for sure. So, I mean, that's something that's going to hurt them on the boards there. This is a game, in all honesty, I could see going either way. I'm not fading the Warriors at the house, especially coming off a home loss as well. But with the Grizzlies, I mean, you're right. They haven't been well on the road, but they're definitely going to turn up for this game. Three straight road losses. I can't stand this game, man. Grizzlies still have revenge as well from the playoffs. So it's not going to be easy, but I must say, a rule of mine is not to don't bet against the Warriors at the house.
Yeah, I mean, look, if this was in Memphis, I'd probably be on the other side, but Thanks. It's not, right? This is in Golden State. So, Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, this is probably one of the toughest games on the board, right? Like, the three straight loss thing is tough because they have two straight spots against the Lakers where they lose a close one, then the Suns where they lose a close one, then they get blown out. Now they have a national TV game against a big time team, of course, in the Warriors at home on ESPN in the late primetime slot. It's a tough, tough spot. But I'm with you guys. It's really tough to back the Grizzlies on the road, period. I didn't know that West Coast against specifically Western Conference squad on the road. That's pretty crazy. So I knew they were bad on the road. The Western specific number is interesting. And, of course, the Warriors are just a different animal in San Francisco. So, yeah, if it'd be Warriors or nothing for me, but I can't get there on this one.
One more thing. I got actually a basketball-specific angle on this. So, talk about it all the time. If you listen to the show regularly, you're sick of me. He talked about it. Grizzlies half-court offense sucks. Sucks. It is a really bad half-court offense. They are actually 23rd in the NBA in half-court offense. Like, the teams below them are the Bucks, the Pacers, the Pistons, the Spurs, the Hornets, and the Rockets. That's it. And I'm pretty sure that after I haven't updated this since Monday, I'm pretty sure that based off of those numbers, Milwaukee's probably jumped over them after dropping 150 on the Pistons. So how did the Grizzlies win then? Well, they won with defense, but they also won with transition offense. They're elite at creating transition offense. They're not necessarily that efficient at it. They just do it a lot. The number one transition defense in the National Basketball Association this year, your Golden State Warriors. They are the number one team at contesting. They allow just 1.04 points per possession in transition. That's excellent. You're giving it, like, think about that. You're usually giving up breakaways. That number tends to drift way more towards 1.5. Giving up 1.04 is superb. So I think the Grizzlies are going to struggle to score here, jaw or no jaw. And I think that as much as this is, like, I hear Jay on the fact that it's like, this is such a revenge spot. Got embarrassed on Christmas after losing in the playoffs. I do kind of think, though, that Golden State's very selective at this point about who they get up for. And this is the little brother that they get up for. This is the little brother that they absolutely love, like, shutting up because of how much they annoyed them last year. That was a nasty series. So,
yeah.
I do think John Morant is playing, though, because this, I mean, even based on his line, I don't think he's sitting. First off, I don't think he's sitting this game out, this matchup. And I think the line will be a little higher. Like, if the books knew, or if they had info that he was actually hurt, I think he was maybe just taking the game off, letting that ankle rest.
Like I said, like, it was a surprise the other night when he didn't play. But then again, this is a national TV game, so he's probably playing, but less than 100%.
I heard from a little birdie. They hung out in LA. And they hung out in Phoenix. Dylan Brooks' birthday was the 22nd. Oh, okay. So then Josh shows up, doesn't play. It's almost like, all right, they got a couple days off now. They didn't play. They played Monday. Josh got an extra day off. Now they show up here in San Francisco.
I don't trust them. This team's too young. Okay, so
I want to hear that.
Yeah, no. We got LA nightlife going into Phoenix. Phoenix nightlife. Then they flew into Golden State yesterday, like today as we record this on Tuesday night. You tell me, like, they didn't go out? No. Oh, yeah.
Well, No. That's what I'm saying here, right? So, like, this is going to come out on Wednesday. They play Wednesday night. That's going to be 3 or 4 days ago. So they got a little, they got a little birthday partying in, hung out, took another L to the Beam on Monday. And now it's like, okay, Wednesday night, ESPN, 10 o'clock Eastern, buckle up.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see. In this one, but that's going to wrap it up for our best bets to review. Jay likes Bucks team total over 115.5, 116.5, somewhere in that range. Sean's on Pelicans money line. I have joined him on that. He has swung me over to that. I've got Thunder -1. I like Sixers Nets under 226.5 and the Warriors -2.5. Let's get wrap it up for best bets for your Wednesday. Make sure to check out the NBA bet stream on Hawks Thunder. I'll be on there. Should be a good time. Check that out. Our thanks to David, our producer. Thanks for putting the podcast together. We'll see you guys again next time. Until then, let's get buckets.
Action Network reminds you, please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you care about has a gambling problem, help is available 24/7 at 1-800-GAMBLER.